The White House Report.
Thursday in Illinois, President Trump toured a steel mill on the heels of his conversation with the European Commissioner, saying that he wants to take a deeper look at the issue of tariffs on aluminum and steel. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola, based in Atlanta, said that they will raise the price of their sodas this year, in part because of the financial strain caused by President Trump's tariffs. The CEO of the company told the Wall Street Journal that they're stepping up the price in response to the rising costs of delivery and metal prices after the U.S. slapped $50 billion in duties on Chinese products earlier this year. In other news, back in Washington, four cabinet secretaries were part of a school safety panel discussion. Those included were U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen. The title of the panel, Productivity Protecting Our Schools. The four cabinet members said the president's top priority is school safety. And as it relates to school safety, the students at Stoneman Douglas High School will be returning to school in 3 weeks, and they will not have to wear clear backpacks. Instead, there will be metal detectors in the school, 52 new cameras, fences, new locks, and other additional security members after that fatal shooting that sparked protests in this nation this year. April Ryan, AURN News.